2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
We're awful glad you're here, the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for joining in today. On the phone, you can reach Dr. Mike at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Email's pretty popular, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. At 34 past the hour, Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry, straight talk from the docs. And what will we be hearing about today?
There are two subjects. One is the other uses of Botox. Arthur Perry says Botox is like spam. It's good for almost everything, at least right now. And what's the truth? And the second thing is he's going to talk about home lasers, what you should look for, are they effective, are they dangerous, what cost should you pay, and what should you use them for. So, straight talks from Dr. Perry, renowned plastic surgeon, Arthur Perry.
All right, 34 past the hour, another real age tip coming up in this hour from Dr. Mike Roizen. And let's talk for a couple of minutes about beverages, things we drink, some good things and some not so good things. Let's talk about green tea and coffee first, and I'll bet there's some good things associated with those two beverages.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful study done from Denmark, and they looked at the death rate. There are two studies, one from Denmark and one from Japan. So let's first do the one from Japan. The one from Japan looked at stroke risk. That is, what's your chance of having a stroke? And is there a benefit from coffee or green tea? And the interesting thing is, with one cup of regular coffee, no sugar, no cream added, and filtered coffee, there was a 20% decrease in stroke risk from the first cup of coffee, same as if you had two or three cups of green tea. Now, it's actually interesting. The author of the study said he wondered if the two together, but they didn't have the data on people who had the two together. And they didn't have data on many more cups of coffee or many more cups of green tea. But in fact, he tried the two together and said it was a intriguing taste of green tea and coffee together. That is, putting the green tea bag in your coffee and steeping it that way. Mm. But he said it had a unusual bitter taste as well.
Huh.
Do you drink green tea, Joe?
No. Tea very rarely, and coffee if I drink it black. So I've done green tea a couple times. I kind of drink tea when I'm not feeling well, when I feel sick. So, but coffee's a regular for me. Three cups a day, you know, probably. And it's black coffee.
So at three cups a day, you not only decrease your risk of stroke, but you decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, all dementias, by about 20% at three cups a day. At six cups a day, you would decrease it 40%, where you get a plateau with regular coffee. You've got to make sure it's filtered, because unfiltered raises your cholesterol levels, your lousy cholesterol levels, enough to be a threat to you. So, and you've got to make sure you don't have one of the four side effects of coffee. Heart arrhythmias, abnormal heartbeats, migraine, anxiety, and increased gastric upset. So as long as you don't have one of those four, the more cups of coffee, the better. Now, what size of cups of coffee do you have? Because this is six-ounce cups of coffee, or 36 ounces of caffeine and coffee a day.
Well, 6 ounces isn't much. I do, I don't know, probably 20-ounce, maybe a 20-ounce and a 12-ounce.
So three of those a day, you're getting more than the 36 ounces of that you need for maximum
Good.
Benefit.
Good. And just the morning. I don't do anything in the afternoon. Do you negate any benefit of coffee when you add cream and sugar?
The sugar causes a different effect, so you negate, so it negates some of the benefit. But it turns out the cream or milk protein binds the healthy things, and you lose almost all of the benefit.
Wow. Oh, that's not good then. Why do people really need cream and sugar?
No. I mean, I used to have cream and sugar in coffee when I would drink it, and then I read the data way back in 1993, and I, over about an eight-week period, weaned myself off of both sugar and cream.
Yeah, I tell my wife, you don't need the cream and sugar. I like my cream and sugar. Actually, she uses one of those artificial sweeteners and not sugar, but she said she can't drink black coffee. But again, I guess if you have the mental discipline to do it, you could probably eventually get to like black coffee.
It's actually, remember, fat is a learned taste. It's not a genetic taste.
Yeah.
So if you avoid fat in your milk and in your cream, and even avoid all milk in coffee, because it's the milk protein that actually is the dangerous part here. If you avoid that, you actually can get a true benefit from your coffee.
Sure, yeah. Okay, you brought milk up, Dr. Mike. What's the connection between dairy product and early cancer death?
Well, this is a very interesting study, because this is one that's kind of a follow-up to the China study. The China study was done in the late 70s, early 80s by T. Colin Campbell, and related the increased cancer rates and heart disease and stroke rates, but especially increased cancer rates in China, to milk consumption, and then did a series of animal studies showing that milk protein, the casein and whey proteins, increased cancer cell growth. Never been repeated since then, and we've wondered, did that have any reality, or was there a contaminant in the milk in China, etc.? But he used in the animal studies, in the studies that he looked at, casein and whey purified milk, not Chinese versions. And this study brings that all back. This is a study looking at full-fat milk and people who had breast cancer, and what it showed is that the people who, after their breast cancer, had fat milk, or 1 or 2%, or full-fat milk, had a greatly increased risk of dying compared to those who did not have milk at all, or who even had skim milk. So it would say, well, maybe it isn't the milk protein, maybe it's something in the milk fat. But nevertheless, it does say when you survive cancer, when you come out after breast cancer or after an operation for cancer where they've cut the cancer out, that whether you activate those cells someplace residing in the rest of your body, or even that are residual in that area, that your success is avoiding saturated fat, trans fat, simple sugars, added syrups, and trans fats, and doing a little more physical activity and meditating and avoiding toxins. Don't reward yourself with, if you will, full-fat dairy products. And that was whether it was ice cream or whether it was full-fat yogurt or whether it was full-fat cheese, it had the same effect. Those decreased your survival rate after the cancer. We know also that decreases your survival rate in general. So after cancer, get healthy.
Dr. Mike Roizen, back with some of the other medical top medical stories of the week. There's a story about radiation that Dr. Mike will talk about with regard to health risks for breast cancer survivors. And let's talk a little bit about superbugs. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria have the potential to cause untreatable infections and could cause some catastrophic threats to the population. So more on superbugs. And would you be interested in a yolk-free egg McMuffin? Would that be a healthier option for you if you like that kind of thing for your morning breakfast? We'll get into that as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly, we are, by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour. Let's see, where did we leave off on the stories? Ah, yes, radiation and breast cancer survivors. Dr. Mike, what can you tell us about that headline?
Well, this is the same, if you will, thing, meaning that these people who had breast cancer got radiation for it. And because the radiation was over, and especially those who had left breast radiation, was over the heart, they got what is called on a scale of 2 to 6 grays. And for every one gray unit, they had a 7.5% increase in heart disease. And that's because the radiation gets to the heart at the same time. What it means is exactly what we said in the previous thing about avoiding sugar, added syrups, non-100% whole grains, saturated fat, four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, one and palm and coconut oil, and avoiding, if you will, trans fat, and to do a little exercise and to do, if you will, meditation every day, because you, once you survive cancer, once you get the operation, that's just the start of your getting healthy feeling. You should get healthy and turn off those genes that promote, in fact, that promote the cancer cell growth. And that's how you do it. So that's what we would say for this.
Let's talk about superbugs, because we've heard heard a couple of stories here over the past couple of weeks about a potential for a superbug that may be coming up. And these superbugs have, I guess, the potential to cause untreatable infections and maybe pose what could be a pretty bad threat to the population. And I guess the reason is that these antibiotics may not be able to treat these things is in some cases maybe they're quickly prescribed. Why are antibiotics so quickly prescribed in a lot of cases?
Well, I think there are two things here, and I want to go over both of them. One is the evolution of viruses to in animals and in man to more viral, if you will, more potent viruses. And the other is bacteria. And they're very different, but they came at the same time. And let me speak about this both difference and the danger they pose. Now, if you get antibiotics, if you treat bacteria long enough with antibiotics, the bacteria will either die or they will find out a way to avoid them. And that's what's happened to the bacteria. They've avoided the way to avoid them. It's actually with, It is with a plasmid. That's with a little piece of genetic material where they transfer it from bacteria to bacteria. It's just like they give each other a virus, but that virus they're giving each other, that little particle they're giving each other, prevents the antibacterial from having an effect. And they just do it because there's so many of them that randomly they have an abnormality in their DNA, and that random abnormality in their DNA prevents them from dying, so they survive and they grow and they thrive. And we use antibacterials so commonly. You know, every little kid who gets a ear infection gets an antibacterial.
Right.
We give it to chickens to have them grow more. We give them to meat products and beef to have them be healthier. And all this use of antibiotics allows the bacteria to say, just by accident, to grow DNA that helps them survive. And then, since they're surviving, they pass it on to another bacteria. At the same time, we have stopped developing new antibacterials because, remember, you give an antibacterial for 3 to 10 days, that's X amount of money to the company. But you give a if you will, a drug that you take every day of your life, like something that controls blood pressure or controls blood sugar in a diabetic, and you can charge a lot less and make a lot more over a year. So the pharmaceutical companies have had little incentive to develop new antibacterials compared to their developing other drugs. And so we have relatively underdeveloped antibacterials and overdeveloped some of the other drugs, which means we don't have new antibacterials.
So what can people do then if they're sick and they want to avoid antibiotics?
Well, the key is, one is wash your hands as well as you can, wash your food as well as you can. And know where you're going and know that the restaurants have strict patrolling ways of doing this. The second is maybe we think taking a probiotic with healthy bacteria and repopulating your own gut with healthy bacteria may help. It does in pregnant moms and in their infants. We know that. We don't know it in us older folk or even in people who get chronic disease. Don't take things that weaken your immune system unless you absolutely need to take them. So keep your own immune system healthy with healthy food. It's the same food we talked about in the last time. That is in the last hour about what you should do after breast cancer or after prostate cancer, after colon cancer. That is, you avoid those five food felons, walk 10,000 steps a day, meditate 5 minutes morning and night. And if you're exposed to any toxin like tobacco, stop it. And then the other thing is, if you will, that I want to get into is the super, if you will, viruses. And there are new viruses. So there's a new virus that's started in the Arabian Peninsula, where out of the 14 people who have contracted it, 8 have died. And it is associated with pneumonia. It appears to be responsive to one of the antivirals we now have. So the key is, if you come back from the Arabian Peninsula, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, those areas, and with a respiratory illness, see your physician soon and ask him to look up the superbugs on the superviruses on the CDC, Center for Communicable Diseases, the Center for Disease Control in the U.S., or it's now called the Center for Disease Prevention and Control in the U.S., because they have a nice long statement on this supervirus.
In the minute we have left, can I interest you in a McDonald's yolk-free Egg McMuffin?
No.
How does that sound?
Still got a lot of cheese and bacon, which is, it still has a lot of saturated fat.
Yeah, and here's
so
what
this is a step in the right direction, if you will. If it's a whole grain,
it is.
If you will, English muffin,
it is,
with a egg white on it.
Yeah.
And then what you want to do is take off, you know, when I go on one of these airplanes and get breakfast, and I know I should eat breakfast, so I do, I will often try and get the eggs and the whole grain English muffin and take off the little hamburger and the cheese. So I don't get the saturated fat, which is killer stuff in those.
Yeah, it shaves off with the egg white only, yolk-free. It takes off 50 calories. But again, with the Canadian bacon, slice of white cheddar, you negate any benefit. The thing about it is, here's where they shoot themselves in the foot if people want it. They want people to buy it. It's a premium option. So if you want this, you've got to pay more. Why wouldn't you order it?
Why would you pay more for something that has less in it?
Well, sure. So I think that's a problem.
It's like, you know, to get from a whole grain to white bread, they have to refine it.
Yeah.
Why should you pay more for white bread when, in fact, it's more refined, it's gone through extra processes than regular old whole grain bread? It's a stupid thing.
It's a good point. Good point. All right, coming up after the break, it's what we call Straight Talk from the Docs. Joining in for the conversation, Dr. Arthur Perry, with some very interesting, fascinating topics to talk about with Dr. Mike, and another Real Age Tip of the Week coming up before the end of the show here today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD, on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only one in five girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now.
The words you say to her today.
Can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, what's this about home lasers and how good are they? Do they have any risks? Can I use one at home? I just saw today, you know I've got this fungus on a couple of my toes. I saw today that the laser kills them. Should I buy a home laser and treat my own fungus?
Well, first, Mike, stay away from me with that fungus. Yeah, stay on that side of the studio. I know you're several hundred miles away, and I'm glad about that, hearing about the fungus. But anyway, seriously, should you buy a laser? Well, you know, I'm not sure about those fungal lasers. I don't think there's one for home use. But a couple years ago, there was a laser that was approved for home use for wrinkles, Mike. And it costs about $500. You can buy it on QVC. You can buy it on a whole bunch of different websites. And the real question is, does it work? Does it work? So I looked into this. The company has compelling data. The company's called Palomar. But there's a lot of voices on the internet that are unhappy with the results. And I would think they would be unhappy because if you really look at this laser, it's a powered down version of one of the lightest laser that doctors use. So what does that mean? That means that the wavelength of a particular laser, there's all sorts of different wavelengths, and for those of you who don't know physics out there, wavelengths are like colors. So different wavelengths are like different colors, and they hit different structures differently. So the whole thing about lasers is when you aim a laser at the skin, it imparts its energy into the skin, and that means it heats it up and it knocks something off. It either knocks off brown pigment or it knocks off water or something like that. So depending on just what we're trying to destroy, whether it's pigment or red or wrinkles, the laser is set at a different color or wavelength, we might say. Okay, so in a doctor's office, Mike, we've known for many, many decades now, about two decades, that lasers do a great job. They do a great job of getting rid of wrinkles. They do a great job of getting rid of brown spots and red spots. And there's a whole variety of different uses for lasers. The one you talked about can actually kill virus and, fungus rather. And it can kill toenail fungus. So now I don't deal with that particular type of laser. But I deal with
that's a YAG laser. Isn't that a common one?
Sure. Yes. Yes, it is. And we use YAG lasers for brown and red pigment. But for wrinkles, we use a different type of a laser. It's either a CO2 laser. Those are the high-powered ones that were originally designed to take paint off of ships. So they're so strong they can actually peel paint off. And they can certainly peel off and vaporize skin. And when your body feels the energy of the laser, it responds just the way it did 100,000 years ago, way before lasers were ever invented. It shrinks the skin and it lays down new collagen. You know, the cosmetic guys like me call that collagen or skin, but the wound guys call it scar because it really is scar. But anyway, so we shrink the skin and we lay down new collagen, and those are good things. Now, in the problem with the CO2 laser is it's too good. It causes a big wound, it causes 2 weeks of downtime, and it causes a lot of decreased pigmentation of the skin. So about 10 years ago, they started cranking down the energy of these lasers and changing the physics of the laser to see just how low they could go and still get effects. And it really does turn out, Mike, that the lower we go, the less the effect. Conversely, the higher the energy we go, the better the effect. So now, let's talk about what you can use in your home. A couple years ago, they introduced this home version of the laser. It's half of the energy level of the lowest laser that's used in doctor's offices.
Wait. Now, let me get this. It's a CO2 laser.
Nope. It's called an erbium. Well, it's technically an erbium laser, I believe.
An erbium. Yep. And so you don't need CO2 to have a CO2 source at home.
Nope. There's no
and
source.
And it has about half the power of the one that's sold to doctors.
That's correct. So so it is around the wavelength is called 1410, and we use one of those in the office. That's the same wavelength. We use it at about 20 millijoules. That's the energy level. And actually, the home version, Mike, I misspoke. I said half. It's about 3/4. So it's 15 millijoules. So it's cranked down. The truth is, Mike, if you talk to doctors and if you talk to patients who have had that low-level laser in doctors' offices, they are underwhelmed. They're underwhelmed. Even when we step up to 5 times that energy, Mike, it's still not particularly a great result. So a lot of us have really gotten to the point where these low-level lasers, while they're compelling because there's a shorter recovery, less risks, they don't do too much. So, and that's in the doctor's office. So what happens?
What do you mean they don't do too much?
Well, they don't get rid of wrinkles. Let's put it that way. You know, they get rid of some wrinkles, like in the mid-cheek. Those are kind of easy wrinkles to get rid of. But the crow's feet are very difficult wrinkles to get rid of. And wrinkles around the lips, very difficult. And most of us have been pretty disappointed in even the lasers that have cranked down energy in doctor's office. So now we fast forward to these home lasers. What do you think we're going to get? If we're not really thrilled in the office, for $500, what are we going to get? Not such a good result And that's the buzz out there. So
is it effective? The answer would be maybe not.
Maybe not. Now, so what the company has done now, and this is a scoop by our friends at Allure Magazine. They got the first scoop on this. Joan Crone, who's actually going to be on my my other show next week. She found out that this company is now going to be selling a new home laser, but it's different. It's different. Now this is a laser that has more energy. It's three times the price. It's about $1,500, still for home use, but you have to buy it from your doctor. The doctor sets the puts the settings into the laser, and then you go home and use it. It's getting real confusing out there, Mike, because, you know, why on earth would anyone want to do this?
So you buy it from your physician,
right?
Who, instead of treating you himself or herself, sells you a laser, and what responsibility does he have if you have a side effect?
He's got the full responsibility, and that's why I think a doctor would have to be, I use some real nice words, out of his mind to do this. I think it's crazy. To prescribe a laser for someone, if there's an eye injury, doctor's on the hook. If there's scarring, doctor's on the hook. And what they've done, they've tried to put some fail-safes into this laser. By the way, it's not FDA approved yet. They're trying to get FDA approval on this new one. So we're giving people the scoop on this thing. The fail-safes are that the laser turns off after a couple months, that you have to go back to the doctor and get it recharged for an additional fee. Yeah, about $500 for the recharge. You know, I looked at this one and I said, this is just crazy. First of all, I'm not sure it's going to work. And if it did work, and this is the great paradox in home lasers. If they really do work, they're too dangerous for you to use at home. So they have to power them down, make them not really work. And then what's the benefit? So I just don't see it here, Mike. People have made the analogy to prescription drugs. You can use over-the-counter or prescription drugs, but I don't buy that. I don't think that's a good analogy because prescription drugs are very heavily controlled, and there's really only one way you can do it. You take what you're told. With this particular laser, there's all sorts of ways to injure yourself. So my advice, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, if you have the wrinkles, what can you do to get rid of them in your doctor's office? And that's an email from someone who said, I was contemplating buying one of these lasers. Now what do I do? Do I get them lasered at my physician's office? And before you answer that, we'll have to say we'll come back and take that question from the listener. By the way, if you want to send us a listener, it is feel free to email us at udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com, UDOCS at gmail.com, and we'll ask Arthur other questions.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out
out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to 1OccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're back with Arthur. So, Arthur, this woman has wrinkles and crow's feet, and she said, what can I do about those if I don't get the laser, and should I get lasered in my physician's office, or is there a better treatment for these wrinkles?
You know, wrinkles are the bane of growing older, right? We start getting them in our 30s if you've got a lot of sun damage. In fact, I've seen people in their 20s with wrinkles, people who live at the beach, because Mike, as you know, there's only two things you can do to prevent wrinkles because you're genetically predetermined to get them. So if you smoke, you're going to get more wrinkles. And if you have a lot of sun exposure, you're going to get more wrinkles. So first of all, it's no smoking and SPF 15 at least every day. So that's for starters. Then once you get those wrinkles, there are skincare programs that can make a difference. So things like vitamin C and vitamin A on the skin can make a difference. But if you're beyond those things, then we start thinking of peels and fillers and Botox, things like that. You know, a lot of people have the misconception, Mike, that facelifts treat wrinkles, but they really don't. Facelifts and eyelid lifts treat big sags. So, you know, the big skin that you can take between your fingers that's hanging down, you don't have this because you live clean, you know, very clean life. So I know that. You look like you're 38 still. So, but how's that for kissing up? I'm sorry. Now, Mike, he's looking at me through the radio there. Now, if you have wrinkles, though, the fine wrinkles.
Yeah, fine wrinkles are the ones you said that the laser works good for.
And it does. It does. But the problem is the laser really does have a tremendous downtime. If we really want to get rid of those wrinkles, it's a 2-week period of hiding. And that's unacceptable for men.
You mean because it makes you so red or makes you so unappealing that you want to hide your face for 2 weeks?
Just about. You know, it's that phrase, no pain, no gain. We've all heard it. And this is one where it really is true. The deeper we laser or the deeper we peel or the deeper we dermabrade, so whether we sand or chemically injure or use energy techniques, the deeper we go, the more effective it is, within limits, of course, as long as the doctor knows what he or she is doing, but the longer it takes to recover. And Mike, the people that I have done the deep peels on and the deep lasers who are without skin for anywhere from 7 to 14 days, and I mean without skin, you know, they say afterwards, well, they'd never do that again. They're happy they did it, but they'd never do that again. I suppose it's like diving off that 100-foot diving board. You do it once, but never again, you know, for the experience. So with the wrinkles, they're happy they did it, but very few people would say they'd do it again because the recovery is just so intense. But the deeper lasers, the CO2 laser that we've been doing since 1995 really does work all over the face, the lips, the crow's feet. Those are very difficult wrinkles to treat. It works. And in fact, about a year ago, there was a study that showed the longevity of that laser is at least 10 years.
Wait, meaning the longevity of the face getting rid of the wrinkles after that laser was at least 10 years.
That's correct. And what that also means, it's even better than that, Mike, because when they do these studies and they look 10 years later, they compare the photographs to 10 years earlier, and what they're saying is about 80 to 90% of people are still better than they were 10 years before, and yet they're 10 years older. So if they had an identical twin, they would look much, much younger than the identical twin. And they've done those studies too. In fact, I believe in Cleveland. Isn't there a Twinsburg right outside of Cleveland?
There is a Twinsburg.
And they've done those studies. They've done facelifts and lasers and things like that on identical twins. One twin gets it, one twin doesn't. I'd want to be the one that got it. and then they followed. They're out 20 or so years now with facelift studies. And the one at all points in time, you look better. So people ask me all the time, Mike, how long does a facelift last? How long does an eyelid lift last? The answer is it lasts forever. Because at all points in time, you're still going to look better than you would have had you not had the procedure.
Now the CO2 laser, how long is that recovery period? You said it's...
No skin for as long as 2 weeks. And that's why it has fallen out of favor, Mike. And that's why all these lasers that are less invasive have been invented and tried. But really, if you really ask the plastic surgeon or the dermatologist, they'll tell you that they're still disappointed in these things, that we long for the days where we could do those deeper lasers because they really worked. But patients won't tolerate that anymore. So we're looking for the lower energy sources. And ultrasound is one of those things. We've talked about that. Low-level lasers, chemical peels and things like that. But we have such good fillers now that we did not have 10 or 15 years ago. You know, things like hyaluronic acid, which only was FDA approved about 10 years ago, 2003, those are so effective at filling fine wrinkles that we're a little less dependent now on those energy techniques, and we do more and more fillers. About 2 million people in the United States had wrinkle filling last year, which is an astounding number compared to the lasers, which are in the couple hundred thousand, and most of those are the lighter lasers now.
So, Arthur, what's the bottom line here? What should you do?
Well, it's individualized. Top half of the face, I still recommend Botox. Bottom half of the face, fillers. You know, I'm a big fan of light chemical peeling because the recovery is fairly quick, and it's very good for the very, very superficial wrinkles and the pigment, brown pigment of the face.
Either going to have to go on this subject, but I think we'll postpone the Botox, more Botox discussion, and also more on wrinkles, because we've got a whole mess of questions on the udocs@gmail email line. So I'm going to go over those next week because I want to get in a real age tip of the week. power of positive thinking and pain relief. A patient walks into the doctor's office and sees two docs, an optimist and a pessimist. No, this isn't a twist on the man walks into a bar joke. We want to tell you a fascinating story that shows you how powerful a role your attitude and your docs play in how good you can feel. The patient is exposed to pain twice and is given a powerful opioid both times to relieve it. The first time, the optimistic doc tells the patient this drug will really work. The second time, the pessimistic doc says when this drug stops working, the pain might increase. What happens? You're right. The doc's attitude and the patient's expectations based on what the doc said changed how well the doc works. An optimist really does work. That's how the placebo effect works, and then some. So choose it yourself. Make yourself optimistic before you go in if you have pain. And then secondly is get an optimistic doc. And that's the Real Age tip of the week. Arthur, are you optimistic when you see patients?
Always. Always the optimist, Mike.
Thanks you for listening, Sonar, for great engineering. We'll be back next week, as we hope you are. We have a bunch of great stuff to talk about, including more on wrinkle removal and more uses for Botox. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it
serious. Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.